Time for this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Bothell, and joining us this morning, our old friend, the Director of Information Technology with the Brenham ISD, Kim Strauss. And Kim, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. If you call me old friend, then I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
All right. You are most welcome. And, of course, we're going to talk technology this morning. And first up, how can local parents engage their children and teens in conversation about technology?
Well, you know, everything we've been through for the last 6 months and our parents being such wonderful partners in educating our students. Many have come back to school, but some are still at home. So I think parents are more engaged than ever in how technology is being used in Brenham ISD, but it always is a good idea to have conversations with your child about what's going on. But a lot of times these conversations turn into yes and no. We ask questions and we get things like, how was school today? Fine. What did you do? Nothing. And so we really want, you know, more depth in those conversations. So Michael Stainer is the author of The Coaching Habit, and he offers a questioning technique that is so simple and straightforward that could be used anytime, but especially with kids. And so when we start the conversation with our child or teen, instead of asking a yes or no question, phrase the question in such a way that they have to give you something a little bit more, such as, how did you use Chromebooks or tablets in your class today? And by starting with the word how, how is not a yes or a no. It's asking for something more. And they may start with something really simple, just like, oh, we used Imagine Learning, which is a wonderful reading program. Or we used Edpuzzle, which is a really fun way that our secondary students are watching a video and then answering some questions. So if they give you just a little tidbit, then go to question two. And it's called the AWE question, A-W-E. And it stands for, and what else? Continuing trying to get them to bring out a little bit more. What else did you do with it? Or what else did you do inside of that software? After the and what else question, the next question is a focus question. And you could say something like, what was most challenging for you? And then finally, what did you learn from it? And these four questions could be used in lots of ways. It could be used with a spouse. It could be used with a friend. But it's asking for depth in an answer so that a conversation can really be a way to learn something instead of just a quick connection.
And, of course, and if parents just asked questions about technology of their kids, not only would they learn what the kids are learning, they could learn a thing or two about technology because, I'm sorry, kids know so much more than adults these days about technology.
You know, they do. And what's funny is that even when they say something that maybe as an adult we don't understand, even me in technology, I talk to people who are so knowledgeable about other technology devices or software that I don't even know about. And so by just asking good questions, you know, I can learn too.
Now, what about, of course, the world of social media? How it's so wide open. Social media is, it's like the 800-pound gorilla in the room that no one wants to talk about. And what can parents do to start that conversation about their children and social media?
You know, it can be started in the same way by asking a how question or tell me more question. You know, specifically looking at something like TikTok, which is super popular right now. I think it's waning, to be honest with you. There's a lot of controversy out there, political controversy around TikTok. But teens really liked it when it came on the scene. And it actually started as something called Musical.ly, which, I mean, as a radio station, we know the importance of music in our lives, right? And so kids love to, maybe secretly, but they love to sing along with songs, and adults do too. And so when TikTok started or took over Musical.ly, the whole point of it was that we were having the opportunity to have music videos. So that was what drew kids in. But parents sometimes, when whatever the new social media is, you know, because after TikTok, it will be something else. Parents sometimes have a fear about the unknown. And so it's a really good idea to go out and look at how can we have protection for our kids in social media, as well as give them a little bit of freedom to express themselves, whether it be musically or in any other way. So there's a website called Common Sense Media, and they have a great parent resource called Common Sense Media, Parents Ultimate Guide to TikTok, which someone can look up on the web if they want to. But once again, even if you go do a little research using that website, you can still use questioning to talk to your child, such as not what is, you could ask what is TikTok and they may or may not tell you, but ask something that's going to create the conversation, such as what do you like about TikTok? Once again, that's more than a yes or no question. What do you wish I knew about TikTok? Who were the top five accounts you like to follow on TikTok? Do you know who's following you? Because the kids who like to produce their own videos like to see, you know, who's following them. Is it your friends? Is it people you know or you don't know? And that opens the conversation up about how an online friend is different than a face-to-face friend. And you could follow it up with just kind of gently asking, have you ever felt uncomfortable with something you saw on TikTok? And that could be a yes or no question. So you'd have to go into the second part, the second type of questioning, and what else if they do say yes or no, and what else can you tell me about that situation? Without presenting it in a way that's judgmental that makes the child shut down and not want to talk about it. So just keep asking questions in a way that just lets them present you with a couple of different ideas about things, and I think it will lead to a better relationship.
Now, what are some of the other ways that parents can stay connected with their children?
Well, thank you for asking that. So in Brenham ISD, you know, we try to always respect the idea that the greatest partnership we have is with parents. And so Google Classroom was our platform in before COVID, but also way greater during our COVID remote learning. And it's going to continue. And so parents can be a part of the Google Classroom by asking the teacher to be associated with the student, and they can only see, of course, the information related to their student. We have Parent Portal, and we rolled out a new Parent Portal this year called Parent Ascender, and it is tied to our student information system. So if parents are both in the student information system, whether they be still legally married to each other or separated or divorced parents, as long as they're associated with the student, they can set up a parent portal. And in parent portal, they can see absences, tardies. They can see grades, real-time grades. They can see semester averages. They can see report cards. And then new this year through parent portal, which we are still sort of in a pilot time, just sort of slowly rolling it out, we asked all of our parents to update contact information and to sign many of our beginning of the school year forms in Parent Portal in a digital format instead of sending home a stack of papers for every single student. So we continually are encouraging students to contact the registrar at each school and to get on Parent Portal so that they have access. They can change their phone number because phone numbers and addresses change all the time. And by allowing parents to do that in Parent Portal, it'll keep the school information up to date. And then, of course, we still have BARC, which is our monitoring software. We monitor our students very closely in their email as well as their Google Docs, but BARC also offers a service to parents for private accounts as well.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on this morning?
That's it today, but we just want to thank you so much for allowing us to talk about technology.
All right. And it's like the late George Carlin once said. He said, computer technology is the first thing man has ever invented that he has really no control over.
That is the truth.
It is indeed. Thanks for coming by and sharing this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our guest this morning has been Kim Strauss, the Director of Information Technology with the Brenham Independent School District. I'm your host, Ed Poffel. We'll be back again next week with more of the BISD Roundtable.